Thank you and good afternoon. So I'm going to be describing the evaluation that we did of pregnant women regarding their use of e-cigarette, cigarette, and marijuana use in Kitsap County, which is located just to the west of Seattle in Washington State. So as background, we were reviewing, as part of normal vital stats review of data in 2015, taking a look at our smoking rate among pregnant women, which is shown in blue on the graph. And we noticed that our rate of smoking had dropped from 12% in 2013 down to 8% in 2014, which initially seems like, oh, this is a great thing. So a statistically significant drop, and for the first time in over 20 years, we were less than the state rate shown in orange there. But at the same time, we also noticed that the rates of e-cigarette use among youth had really skyrocketed also in 2014, and the declining rate of cigarette smoking among youth. And we had also had some anecdotal reports of increased marijuana and e-cigarette use during pregnancy. So while we were grateful that the smoking rate was declining, we were concerned that it was perhaps being substituted by other substances. But there were no local or statewide data, and to our knowledge, no national data either, of e-cigarette use during pregnancy. So in the absence of data, we decided to collect our own data locally. And we did this by doing two different surveys. The first is a patient survey, and I will discuss also a provider survey that we did at the same time. So this was conducted, both of the surveys were conducted in 2016, unfortunately 2 years after the drop there in the numbers. But our patient survey included currently pregnant women aged 18 years or older who were presenting to their already scheduled prenatal care visits in the clinics in Kitsap County. The surveys were self-administered while the patients were in the waiting rooms. And over the course of 5 weeks, we had 468 surveys completed, which is almost a quarter of our total annual births in Kitsap County. The demographics matched up pretty well with our typical annual birth profile, including the majority of women being mid-20s to mid-30s, the vast majority, about three-quarters, white, and a small proportion of Hispanic women, and then also about 40% on Medicaid. So when we asked the women about their use of these three different substances, we found that in the 3 months prior, there were similar use for cigarettes and marijuana, cigarettes being at 20%, marijuana at 17%. Both of those dropped to 10% during the last 30 days of pregnancy. So we saw a reduction overall of about 50% for cigarettes and 45% for marijuana. At the time of our survey, the reported use of e-cigarette was much lower. In the three months prior, it was 7%, and then in the last 30 days, 3%. But that was equivalent to about a 65% reduction in use. For all three substances, we found that younger women aged 18 to 23 years were significantly more likely to report use than older women. And we tried to assess usage, the amount of usage or frequency of use in the 3 months prior versus last 30 days. And as I just mentioned, for all three substances, we saw that there certainly was a reduced amount of use during the last 30 days as compared to the 3 months prior. These two graphs, I have cigarette on the left and marijuana use on the right, and those tall bars show on the left side of each graph show that basically there was a increase in the number of women who stopped using, which I mentioned before, and then those smaller bars. Basically, the main thing I want you to take away from here is that they declined. So the amount of use was declining in the last 30 days for all three substances. And when we asked the women about why they might be switching or quitting for cigarettes in the top chart there in green, women who switched either from cigarettes to exclusively e-cigarettes or from cigarettes to a combination of both cigarettes and e-cigarettes, the most common reason was it's better for my unborn baby at 39%. Another about a third also said that they were trying to quit cigarettes. And then we made a composite sort of indicator for mother's health by combining either I feel healthier or it's better for me. And that was about another third of women. For women who reported using marijuana and stopping because of their pregnancy, the main reason cited was it's better for my unborn baby, and that was 64%, which was significantly higher than the 39% of those who smoked. And we also asked about whether patients were receiving education from their providers about the different substances. So when we asked cigarette smokers, 75% of them indicated that they had been talked to about cigarette use during pregnancy by their providers, and 38% mentioned they had gotten written materials. The numbers were much less for e-cigarette and marijuana users. For e-cigarette users, only 39% reported that their providers had talked with them. Nobody had received written materials. And for marijuana use, it was 46% had providers talk with them, and only 21% had received written materials. And of the women who were interested in getting more information about these substances during pregnancy, there was definitely a strong preference. The majority would prefer to have a conversation as opposed to written materials. And then our provider survey we conducted at the same time, but we did this one electronically. We had a 57% response rate, and respondents included about 75% physicians and 25% midwives. We asked providers whether they routinely ask about use for each of the substance, whether they routinely counsel patients to quit, and whether they give educational materials. And across the board, for both cigarettes and marijuana, 100% said that they did routinely ask about use and routinely counsel patients to quit. Whereas for e-cigarettes, only 50% of the providers were routinely asking about use, and also only 75% were routinely counseling patients to quit. And then, as we expected, in terms of giving educational materials, it was pretty low, only 36% even for cigarettes, none at all for e-cigarettes, and just 13% for marijuana. There was a desire for educational resources for both e-cigarettes and marijuana. All providers indicated they would love to have patient materials, and the majority also wanted more scientific literature for themselves. So in conclusion, it's still uncertain as to why we had that low point of smoking during pregnancy in 2014. We were unable to do the survey until about 2 years after the fact. And subsequently, our data has shown our smoking rate has crept back up, in fact, a big jump based on the preliminary 2016 data. But we still believe that our hypothesis that it may have been due to a temporary spike in e-cigarette use is a valid or credible hypothesis based on what we saw in the local youth data. There was indeed a big peak during 2014. That has also gone down for youth since 2014. The national trends also showed that in 2014 there was a tripling of e-cigarette use among youth for middle and high school data. Middle and high school students. And also national data shows that there was the adult users, young adults age 18 to 24, were also showing a big increase in e-cigarette use, and it was quite popular in that age group. In our survey, we found that the reduction of substance use during pregnancy was highest for e-cigarettes as compared to the other two. This might indicate that women are more willing to quit e-cigarettes. It certainly deserves, I think, additional evaluation. In our survey, we also found that most vapers reported they also smoked, which is pretty consistent with the national literature. And I think in the context of pregnancy, it's also concerning because of the possibility that that dual use might actually lead to increased nicotine exposure from the two different sources. Our study also showed that there were probably missed opportunities for cessation counseling, particularly for e-cigarettes. So despite clear warnings from CDC, the Surgeon General, and the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force about the harmful effects that e-cigarettes can have on the developing fetus and that they should not be used for smoking cessation, we found that women were reporting, about a third of them were reporting that they were using e-cigarettes specifically for purposes of trying to quit smoking. And then we found nearly 40% thought it was better for the unborn baby. And I think the perception that the e-cigarettes are safer might be influencing people to use e-cigarettes during pregnancy. So I think this is sort of a calling for more education to raise awareness that e-cigarettes are also, based on available literature, that they do have harmful effects during pregnancy. I think it also leaves room for more research to understand the motivations both to use e-cigarettes during pregnancy and also to quit smoking to help inform cessation counseling strategies. And I think from our data, we found that there certainly seems to be this desire for more discussion with providers, yet providers themselves really need more education to be in a position where they can educate their patients about e-cigarette use in particular. So I think our findings were the first local and statewide estimates for e-cigarette use and during pregnancy, and we hope that they can serve as a building block to for potential future surveillance and policy discussions. We have shared our findings with the providers. We also plan to work with our perinatal task force to discuss these findings and figure out where to go next from here. I just wanted to briefly acknowledge my student who did the bulk of the work on getting these surveys out and the data collected. Kathleen, this was her MPH project and would not have been possible without her or the participation of our local prenatal care clinics. That's it. Thank you.